Diana Taurasi of the Phoenix Mercury is arguably the greatest player in the history of the WNBA. She's won an MVP award, 3 WNBA championships, and 4 Olympic gold medals. And this season, she became the league's all-time leading scorer. She's still going strong, bringing it in practice, which is where the show's Steve Goldstein caught up with her at Talking Stick Resort Arena in downtown Phoenix. He started by asking how, after all her years of success, she's able to stay motivated.
You know, I've been asked that a lot lately, and I guess the more basketball you play, that question seems to come up a little bit more. I think today's a perfect example of that. 1 hour practice in July, and I'm still excited for it. I still want to get on the court. I still want to get better. I want our team to get better. There's still things as an individual that I think I can improve on. So I guess when that drive's gone, that's when I'll be gone, and I still have it, so I'll be around for a little bit.
When you're as great as you are, though, how do you get better then? How do you learn from other people?
Honestly, I don't think of it that way. You know, I'll play a game, and I'll think about the 2-3 things that I could have done better the whole night. And I still do that now. I've gotten better at it because I know sleep's important. But, you know, there's still things that on the court that if I don't do right or I'm not on, that they still bug me and I still want to fix. So, you know, it's little things like that that keep me pretty motivated right now.
You've had all sorts of different teammates in different leagues, college pros. How do you know what a good teammate is? And are you able to help teammates get better?
Oh, for sure. You know, that's the biggest part of basketball, and that's why it's such a beautiful sport in a lot of ways, and it attracts so many fans and players, because it's not necessarily what you're always doing. And on the flip side of that, what do you do, and how does that affect someone else? And I always say, if there's one lesson I learned from being at Connecticut, being a good teammate is by far the number one priority. If you could make someone else play at a different level, it's not only going to help you, but it's going to help the whole team. So that's the one thing I've always prided myself on, is trying to be a good teammate. Am I always a perfect teammate? No, I'll be the first one to say that. But I always come to the gym with that intention.
What do you make of the phrase coach on the floor?
As I get older, the teams with people that are confident enough in what they're doing to be able to tell someone what to do is a skill. Because there are people that can tell you to do something and your immediate reaction is, get out of my face. So there has to be a way of saying it where it's constructive for both of you and for someone else to want to do it. Mm-hmm. And that is a skill.
What feels better, game-winning pass or game-winning shot?
They're both equally gratifying because you win. You know, I've been on both ends, so either one. As long as we have more points than the other team at the end of the night, I'll be happy.
All-time leading scorer. Yeah. You're going to be an all-star starter yet again. Do you think you're the best player in the league still? Did you ever think that?
I've had those thoughts. You know, but that was never my end goal, is to be the best player in the world, in the league. All I can control is the work I put in, how, when I step on the court, the way I play and the way, you know, our team plays. You know, to me, that's been more gratifying than all the points. Is the championships, that team spirit that, you know, sometimes lost these days, and all the individual accolades. So that's the one thing that I've always stayed true to.
Most of us are never going to be the best at anything.
Right.
So I don't know if this is too philosophical, but can you even give us an idea in words what it feels like to be at the top of your game?
You don't feel it when you're going through it. It's a very easing feeling. When you're at the top of your game, everything comes very easy. It looks easy, all the behind-the-scenes stuff is very hard, but there's a fluidity to playing basketball when you're at the top of your game where everything just happens for you. The ball kind of finds you in all the positions that you are the most lethal in. So it's a very almost numbing feeling.
Phoenix seems to be one of the better towns when it comes to the WNBA.
Oh, yeah.
So can you compare it, though, when you've played overseas and you play in Russia, the passion from fans, is there a difference?
Yeah, there's a difference. I mean, obviously, the way fans interact with players is a very cultural thing. You go to Turkey and it's a madhouse. You go to Italy and, you know, they're in the game. You go to Spain and they're just yelling, going crazy. You go to Russia and they're more of like a little bit more technical about the game. And I feel like Phoenix combines all of that. You know, our fans are just, they're wild. They're loud. They know the game. They feel like they're part of the team. They're invested in it. And all of those things is why our franchise has been one of the most successful. And it's no secret that the fans make that happen for us.
So to get here, I drove down Diana Taurasi Way.
Yeah.
How did that feel?
That was pretty cool. You know, it's not every day where you get a street named after you, and you know, it's just cool. You kind of can take a step back and think about how long you've been here. And you know, I got here when I was a 21-year-old kid, and now I'm 35. I've driven that street a lot of times going to the gym. It's pretty cool.
So Russia.
Yes.
Got paid a little more there.
Yeah, yeah.
Steph Curry just signed a $40 million a year contract. How about that? You're the best player in this league. How does that feel?
Yeah, I mean, welcome to being a woman.
That's Phoenix Mercury star Diana Taurasi, the WNBA's all-time leading scorer and the show's Steve Goldstein. The Mercury's next home game is tonight against the Minnesota Lynx.